And I guess the whole message underneath is that you're never too old to try anything, really, because what it is all about organising activities and things for seniors to get involved in.
Yes, and there's plenty to be involved in. We've got over, I think it's 740 events across the state.
In one week? Yeah. Actually, I've had downloaded the program, and I counted about 130 just for the northwest coast alone where we are, and upwards of 25 each day. So obviously it's taken the other 51 weeks of the year, I suggest, to put the program together.
Yes, you've got it right there, Martin.
So you had your launch in Launceston last week, I think the Premier or the Deputy Premier was present, so it's something that the government take a lot of interest in as well, and they're fairly serious about supporting something like this?
Yes, we actually had Sarah Courtney, the Parliamentary Secretary to the Premier, launching, and they do provide funding to support the program, but we get some support from a few other organisations as well to make sure it's a success, we do need that support, because, as I say, 740 events in one week is a fairly massive event, to say the least. It's one of the biggest, we think, in the south of the hemisphere.
Really? Okay. Maybe you should be looking at a seniors' month, perhaps. But so when you're not doing that, you're advocating to the government and lobbying about senior issues?
We're advocating for older people, yes. And actually, Martin, we've got a major consultation underway at the moment for the state government. So if people are interested in that, they can take part in our online survey through our website, which is www.cotataz.org.au.
Okay, now I don't like using the expression, but what's the guts of the survey? What's the angle you're coming from with it, Sue?
Okay, so we want to know the, people's experiences of growing older in Tasmania, what they're finding good about it and what they're finding that can be a challenge. And that will help to inform government policy for the next 3 to 5 years.
With the term seniors, we're not talking about pensioners, we're not talking about a particular age, really. So when do you consider yourself a senior? Is it when you're over 50 like me and starting to feel aches and pains on a daily basis?
Look, some of the issues that we advocate on go down to the age of about 45, especially in employment issues, but yes, anything from 45 upwards. In fact, we're really interested in people saving for their retirement, so that can be anyone as young as 20, 25.
Yeah, I'm convinced that there's age discrimination in the job market, because when I left my previous job 3 or 4 years ago, before I started here, I sent lots of resumes out and didn't even get interviews, and you know, I thought I was eminently qualified to do some of the jobs. So, the employers...
That's exactly the sort of thing we want to hear about, Martin.
Yeah. Well, people can say, oh, there's no, you're just imagining. I'm not imagining. There definitely, I reckon there is age discrimination in the employment market. But anyway, that's me on the soapbox for today. Yeah. Let's get back to the events. Some of them are... you've got a program running from early in the morning and right through the evening as well. So people can probably go to maybe 3 or 4 events in a day if they're keen enough.
Yes, if they want to, they could fill the whole week. Look, I've had a bit of a look at what's happening up on the northwest, and the Devonport Online Centre have excelled themselves. I think they've got something on just about every day, from things like learning about your GPS and maps, right through to tackling your mobile phones and iPads and that sort of thing. One of the highlights, I think, for the week will be an event that's happening at Port Cyril. We've got the Australian Army Band doing a concert there on Saturday the 15th, which I think will be wonderful.
Wow, yeah.
And Bernie Senior Sits are putting on a lunch on Tuesday between 11:30 and 1, which I think will be a good one as well.
Yeah, I think it's only $3 to go to that one too. I've already had a look at that and a few others. A lot of the events too are free or very low cost, which I guess is important.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, very important. And you, if you've got a program, you'll find those marked with a special logo as well.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, how do people get hold of a program? It's a fairly comprehensive document. I think it's about 80 or 90 pages. So yes, how do people get their hands on one, Sue?
Look, you should be able to pick one at the at your local Link or Service CAS, but we've also got them in other places as well. So senior sits clubs and cafes, quite a few pharmacies have got them. So
I'm pretty sure a few councils have got them as well.
Yes, and if you have any problems, just give us a call and we can help you out.
Okay, and when we talk about the website, of course, some people may not be interested in doing it on a computer or don't have the knowledge. It's a good opportunity to find out how to do it this week. But the website address, again, is cotataz.org.au. Phone number is 6231-3265. And I mentioned in the intro there, Sue, keeping active is pretty important as you become older, isn't it?
Yes, Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And it's a there's lots of different types of things. I think you can even try rowing.
Okay.
Down at the Mersey Rowing Club.
Right.
On Sunday.
Yeah, well, and yeah, there's all sorts of things. I think croquet was another one that was being thrown up, and bowls and, yep, and stuff like that. There's a few walks being conducted this week as well, and we're in the best part of the world to do that. So thanks for your time this afternoon. I really appreciate it. You can put your feet up next Monday and have a well-earned rest, I'd suggest, but thanks for your time today.
Great. Thanks, Martin.